Blog Talk Radio.
Will you win, turn that? This is critical, political, lyrical combat. Nah, you don't want that. Suckers better jump back.
Jump back.
Run up and get your score cut. Will you win, turn that? Will you win, turn that? This is critical, political, lyrical combat. Nah, you don't want that. Suckers better jump back.
Jump back.
Run up and get your score cut.
Suckers think they tough dudes cause they got guns. Like nobody else got guns too. But I'm cool. I can use kung fu. One move, I can take your gun from you. You gun fool. I'm Shang Tzu with the philosophical theory, tactical military, strategy, mathematical, musical, mercenary. I'm never scary, I got various styles. Let the nature take its course like the dial. I let the chi energy move through me. I'm Bruce Lee in the form of the MC. So what the hell she mean when it says, when the prison gates open, the real dragon will fly out, huh? So what did Mal say with his tongue? He said, power burn from the barrel of a gun. But when you're locked up, you don't got gun. It's hand-to-hand combat, so when you win, turn that. Will you win, turn that? This is critical, political, lyrical combat. Nah, you don't want that. Suckers better jump back.
Jump back.
Run up and get your score cut.
Will you win, turn that? Will you win, turn that? This is critical, political, lyrical combat. Nah, you don't want that. Suckers better jump back.
Jump back.
Run up and get the skull crack.
Move the samurai, protect the waves, got the third eye. Lock Masashi with a 12-gauge shotty. Sword on the scarpy of the people's army. The unheard gap between the words, bang, bang, and Illuminati. The underground unit of the movement, the unseen. The eight elements of the E-Chain. The five rings, the unconventional warfare and strategy. Organized calamity in defense of the black family. Got ecological swords like Conrad George. Jonathan the Man-Child, Conrad Five-Ors. Kuwaiti Balogun, Matula Shakur. On my mama, shot suicidal, we hotter than some motherfucking lava black, paramilitary fatigue, Tommy Boots, the chi, kinetic energy, raps the kinetic mystery, the venom and the antidote, the body strikes to your throat, cause the all back MCs to choke, I'm bopping the Ho Chi Minh quotes, General Gee up in the Viet Cong, Tamamau, Frost Bernard, flat skin with the white mask, it's an assassin, with a trivial motives of eliminating white fascists.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Feel nigga in a this bumba cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fire, man, burning up your soul.
Fire.
When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, man, we come fi rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker dem fi stumble. Steel pon this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up, me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers dem fi crumble. Man now we cool, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal limp. Be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangsta, Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back was on the land, man you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pig get a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with maroon now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, king be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got to come through me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set now, man, we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman, them a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, more bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, more bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fight to be me people and such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Still nigga be the king and the king be guarded, man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto, fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth, clown? Snitching to the pigs again. Now run, go tell him I turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for bomb him again. Blast you figures, sit you rigs with field, nigga, that's my friend. King Tommy the Black Dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics, let's get free. Cross the static, justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging on you, pack the woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes and socks, your bowels lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous cold. With me up, I'ma bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous cold. When me up, I'ma bring my fireman and burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous cold. When me up, I'ma bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, Doug. You, where y'all say? Eh? Nah, ain't nothing rude, boy. Where y'all say? All right, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck you, I'm on my bum, motherfucker. This for you faggot motherfucker. But N-W-O, kitchen fire, for real, Babylon is fire.
Well, well, King Samir in the flag, man, we are gonna murder some pussy boys in all the flag. Watch them there, mash up your sound, the pussy I'm gonna press him, say, King, come in.
Well, it's one Medina soldier who be in your mind again. I caused the rain, the hell, the snow, earthquake, and the whirlwind. Cheeky eyed Asiatic, you and living mathematics. Coming to the static, dungeons waiting, devil's attic. Man them off, the one go plan them, plan for the murder. Have you ever heard or not? Tell me what's the word. Bombing all you faggots, man who follow Jimmy Swagger. Got the link for you, sticking pins in their head. Why you fed it to the beast? Now the beast are made in savage. Slucking the waiting, shitty ass blunt, son, that be full of babbage. Pumping on the fluff, in the gods I trust. New world of clan, knocking up the place, your brain is dust like dust. In the 2200 miles they walk, fuck the robber, I was lost. Bumble clock, shitty talk, for them off, the one go. Be glad you best bow down to the king's up Allah, master, I rule everything around. My circumference always hot, watch your ass evaporate. Stick the shit out your bitch while your ass is percolate. Hate the evil in the living, manifest Asian. Spinning more black holes than Mr. Maximilian Young. So one, bring them styles of mine, no for cause of vision. Miss treading dice like Wolverine from Michigan.
We're coming like this,
yeah. Every day there's these slaughter when you try cross the border. Every day a gun fire when you try test the border. Every day there's a slaughter when you try cross the border. Every day a gun fire when you try test the border.
Represent to the fullest. Reaching for my level, you like the gravitational pulling. Universally speaking, a man is you a divine soldier. With my style down versatile, to wake your ass like Folgers. Niggas land through these pebbles, Lord Master dropping boulder. Six on the ground and blackjack still can't reach me. President and teach me, please, please. Jack and heat, that's what I see. Niggas all cool at me when we crushing their knees. I don't keep you talking, niggas like a barge in the breeze. Your religion's all twisted, living them last prophecies. Culture of hip hop, civilized Jews on the town. Like my righteous brother Jesus, cutting heads as devils around. Marijuana small, maintain its own hinge. Make a challenge, one son, I got your brains for revenge. They lay it in the ass and ass, there's a damn body plane. 12 niggas, one chop and still running, worth the shame. Just a fucking pussy boy, I'm on my nutsack. Why your ass believing and following? I'm knowledge and actual facts. Got your poop shooting, telling my story in the way of caucus history. Black man that is God, York, so tell the real story. Give me hot enough to place, you leave him dead, so fuck a trace. Come and crash your savage ass with your body from my grace. Give me hot enough to place, leave him dead, so fuck a trace. Come and crash your savage ass with your fallen from my grace.
Land, come again.
Every day there's these laws are when you try cross the border. Every day a bonfire when you try test the water. Every day there's these slaughter when you try cross the border. Every day a bonfire when you try test the water.
Tell them a dog.
Every day there's these slaughter when you try cross the border.
New world order glad.
Every day a bonfire when you try test the border.
New millennium. True self.
Every day there's these slaughter when you try cross the border. Every day I've got more fire when you try test for harder.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Y'all ready for this? It's race war, the final solution. This ain't what's the problem. This ain't what's been going on for the last 6,000 years. This ain't can we find some justice. This ain't how we can come to the middle and make some kind of agreement on something. It's race war.
Both hands shackled, thinking to myself, this cracker slow down and dirty. The pig try to snuff me, but he ain't on my repertoire. The guard never rushed me. Kicked him right in his face and made him uncuff me. Believe that. As sure as an Arab arm pitches musty, my bars is disgusting. Stay at the gym cause the club is lame. I'm training to beat crackers like Hubba Lang. My gun to bang. Mental slave, better tuck your chain. Cause the truth in the surface scaffold, they cut the same. United front is the fam, and the cypher was the clan. I'm the guard, and I hit hard as a 100 hands. Tell a cracker where you stand. And if the gun is jammed, I'ma have to pull a blade and stab him hard as I can. But money's on the roll, like preparing to split. But I'm all about building like Harem Abyss. I'll be standing on my sway with the fist, while you got a limp wrist, standing there like a bitch. Please pardon my French. When we hug these mics, we get busy. I'm for money to guard, that's G-O-G. I'ma smash a cracker so simple. With a bat, sword, and my pistol. Leave dead bodies, bodies, dead bodies. Ain't no forgiveness, no sorry. That's word, race war, you heard? Understand what I'm saying?
Listen.
This one's for Garvey Yikes, who put some bodies on it. This one's for NOI, who put some bodies on it. This is for the Black Panthers with some bodies on it. Blasting like John Jackson with the shotty on them. Resurrection, the Mark Essex, the ARS, the preference. Or the 357 Smith and Wesson putting pressure. This is for my ancestors. I break middle fingers, save your hand gestures. You're going to need protection. I'm 360 and your cypher's incomplete. And all out race wars is fighting in the street. I'm beating on crackers like Tyson in the street. Put a bullet in your dome, I'm a sniper with the heat. A dude in a skirt riding Piper in the street. Talking about black power in the cypher with my feet. I drop hard bars, but you dropping there is weak. Spitting lightning when I'm writing, it's like a Viking in the sleep. Up you mighty race, you can't accomplish what you will. It's a blessing from God when the cracker gets killed. It's freedom or die for our freedom. Black man, we gon' ride. We want it so bad, we might cry.
For every blow depends on breath control. So it's the first thing you must learn. Fortunately, it's easy. You'll soon learn.
I care not what your opinion is. I don't want to hear your opinion. You either choose to walk this war and declare that you're with me in your own way, or I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Because we done tried your way for 6,000 years. Nice, warm, committed African people. And it has not worked. So now, you'll try my way.
Like death, devastation, and destruction. Like death, devastation, and destruction. This is the Black Survive or Die series, broadcasted live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by a warrior educator, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. The legacy and lineage and line, our modern day Black Dragon, Minister King Samir Shafak. That phone number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments on today, Black August, on the day of the transition of warrior that is near and dear to my spirit and soul. So I got some work for y'all asses today. But before I get into my bill, because my honor and privilege and duty at this time to introduce some and present to others the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, a warrior, a soldier, a teacher, an educator, a strategist that has worked tirelessly, uncompromisingly, and has faced death, sabotage, provocateurism, betrayal, and has stood firm and has stood tall and strong on the legacy of our warrior ancestors, and who has dedicated his time, effort, energy, and resource for the liberation, salvation, restoration, and reformation of Black people. Boldly. For over the last 30 years, I speak of none other than my atomic heir-like, my older brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz. White death, devastation, and destruction.
Peace to the God. What's going on, Black people? Black people, Black people. Black August is here. And this is such a revolutionary month. Just so much oomph and blackness and warrior mentality in the month of August. So can we safely say this? Don't get me wrong, every day is warrior. But this month, and it's just my opinion, what I'm about to say, but I strongly think this month to truly be, if we're going to have a Black History Month, quote, I strongly, firmly acknowledge the fact that August should be Black History. What y'all got to say about that? I mean, hell, the white man has given us the shortest month of the damn year. So why not?
It should just be for the Black warriors, though. It should just be Black Warrior History Month.
Okay.
Some of these bastards do not qualify. They do not qualify to even have lips being parted in any kind of reverential awe.
Yes, sir. So we get it somewhere. So
they actually should be, those are the ones that should be, they should be talked about foully during the other history month in February. They should be talked about foully and lineage.
Okay.
Came from. Okay. I'm not. Hey, King, you already know today I got blood in my eye. Today, I ain't fucking around. I'm telling you.
That's right. That's right. So, with all that being said, family, I welcome you to the first class of Warriors, African Warriors Month. African Warriors Month. And I'm humbled, man, because it's so, and you know, it's crazy because as we get older, you know, we start to forget dates here and there. We may remember certain key people, but I get it. So This is that bloodline. Do the Knowledge Radio is that bloodline to keep the ancestors' names and legacies alive. Whether it be on Warrior Wednesday or any other day, it's always the legacy of our warrior ancestors being revered and paid homage to right here. Don't forget it. So today, there's a young man of a young man that I want to kind of go into the mind of. There's a young man of another young man of another young man. And this legacy is, to be honest, one of the most absolute, most powerful family lineage outside of Malcolm's family. Right? And I'm not making a comparison. I'm not being divisive, and I'm not engaging in competition on who's better. There's a reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I want to get inside of a young man named Jonathan Jackson Jr. Yeah. Let's go there. See, we get so caught up in dead ancestor worship or dead ancestor praise. But I want to deal with a man. I want to talk about a man who's alive and well and right among us today, who is the living legacy of the very man that we are paying homage to today. Jonathan Jackson. And you know, we cannot talk about either of these men, either of these great African warriors, without even mentioning the name, the Black Dragon himself. My Baba, George. Now, before I get into the mind of Jonathan Jr., I must give my praises to the warriors that are alive and well and right amongst us every single day. Praises and honor to the warriors that I build with on the phone, through text, or however we communicate. This month of Black August, this is the month that the warriors get revered, that we get acknowledged and give acknowledgement and give reverence. So this particular show I dedicate to my comrades, to all of my comrades. But more in specific, one man that there's not a day that goes by. There's not, to be really honest, there's not an hour that goes by that he doesn't cross my mind, or I'm still in the habit of just speed dialing him. And then I got to catch myself. Like, damn it. And I speak none other than the great, honorable Heru Kahudi. And in his name, this show is in complete dedication to. Because I know the works of this man. And whether y'all know it or not, this man was ready to pull some Jonathan Jackson maneuvers. And there's many a time I had to kind of calm him down. No, brother, now it's not the time. Me. Yes. I had to use diplomacy because I knew Heru had a lot more to give and a lot more to live for. But I also knew deep down inside this man is fed the fuck up. And many of times we had this conversation. So I knew it was a part of him. It became him. Man, listen. To all praises and honor go to Heru, man. Straight up. You know, Dr. Khalid always taught us to get that genuine one. That one genuine soul that you could try to replace, but you can't. Because it hurts too much. And I know damn well there will never be another him. Because he was him. I'm not saying there will never be another good soul in his position. But imagine how George felt. Imagine how Jonathan Jr. feels. Now, even though he himself was not even born at that time. See, Jonathan Jr. was born 8.5 months after the death of Jonathan on August 7th, 1970 at the Marion County Courthouse. When he tried to gain the release of the Soledad brother. And he walked in and took charge of his post. And in this specific case, all white property in view. He took charge of the courthouse. Woo! Top question for you. Give me the name of the man who pulled the same maneuver roundabout in the courthouse in Atlanta, Georgia. If I'm not mistaken, it was black in 2007, 2006 maybe. So call, if you're listening, I want you to think about it. You can Google it, research it, get it how you can get it. But when you call in, I want you to give me the man's name in our time who pulled a Jonathan Jackson in Atlanta, Georgia, and got away. And got away and shot some pigs in the midst. And it's crazy because Dr. Malachi York's trial was held in the very same courthouse. And when we parked in the courthouse parking lot, guess what? We parked in the very same spot where this brother shot the pig and took her vehicle. How ironic is that? Yes. Told you, we're going to make your brain work on this class. Huh? This ain't just about me doing all the building. Now we're going to make you think. We're going to make you research. We're going to make you look up names you possibly never heard of. I told you, we're going to give reverence to the real warriors living among us. So, before and especially after that day, Uncle George kept in constant contact with my mother by writing from his cell in San Quentin. The Department of Corrections wouldn't put her on the visitors list. So during George's numerous trial appearances for the Soledad Brothers case, Mom would lift me above the crowd so that he could see. Consistently, we would receive a letter a few days later. For a single mother with a son, alone in the middle of both controversy and not a little unwarranted trouble with the pigs, those messages of strength were no doubt instrumental in helping her carry on. This is Jonathan Jackson, Jr. This is Jonathan Jackson, Jr. talking. And I'm reading from his mom. And then we're going to get into a little bit of George and a little bit more Jonathan. So when I said a young man from a young man from a young man, most of y'all didn't even know there was a Jonathan Jackson Jew. See? You got to study, family. You got to study. We got the research. Do the college. So he says, no matter how oppressive Uncle George's situation became, he always had time to lend his spirit to the people that he cared for. A year and 2 weeks after the revolutionary takeover in Marin, George was ruthlessly murdered by prison guards in San Quentin. Both he and my father left me a great deal of pride, history, and an unmistakable name. My experience has been at once wonderful and incredibly difficult. My life is not consumed by the Jackson legacy, but my charge is an accepted and cherished piece of my existence. It is out of my responsibility to my legacy that I have come to write with Uncle George's prison rights. Skip down a little bit. He said, with unflinching directness, George Jackson conveyed an intelligent yet accessible message with his trademark style of rational rage. He illuminated previously hidden viewpoints and feelings that disenfranchised segments of the population were unable to articulate. The poor, the victimized, the imprisoned, the disillusioned. George spoke in a revolutionary voice that they had no idea even existed. He was the prominent figure of true radical thought and practice during the period, and when he was assassinated, much of the movement died along with him. But George Jackson cannot and will not ever leave. And this is why we say can't stop, won't stop. Because the blood is in our eyes, man. The blood was in the eyes of Jonathan Jackson. When he felt that all he had left was to make a revolutionary stand. When, hell, let's just keep it real. I know some of y'all feelings about to get hurt, but you know I don't give a damn about no feelings. Let's just keep it real. Jonathan Jackson did more on that day than most of the Black Panther Party, most of the UNIA, and most of these bootlicking-ass organizations at that time. That was just my opinion. But see, you got to understand the courage that it takes to walk into a courtroom. Splattering crackers' brains all over the damn courtroom. We'll be taking over today. Oh, Lord, I'm not even going to talk about these new booty sissy niggas today. Not even going to talk about it. This man, Stan, is a legacy that should always be honored. See, I can't say at this particular time what I truly want to say about the pig pen, due to the fact, well, we ain't even gonna get it off. So I have to be wise in my thinking when it comes to that particular degree. But I'm sure you're feeling what I'm saying. Because I know you're not slow. See? So, do you know the kind of heart that it takes at a young age? Where most of these brothers out here today, God is just worrying about getting high and getting a piece of pussy. This man walked into the goddamn courthouse and killed some fucking peck of wood. I don't think y'all understand. In the name of the Jackson family, and I'm not talking about no goddamn Jackson 5. We're talking about the Jackson 3 today. A legacy that should always be remembered if we say we are of true African liberation. There's no fucking way you can be a revolutionary or say that you are a revolutionary and not know a damn thing about George or Jonathan Jackson. It is emphatically hypocritical. Unfortunately, I know quite a few. Because a lot of your ideals or ideas of revolution comes from the television. It comes from the crackers in your fucking faggot-ass, queer-ass organization. Yes, it does. You don't even hear the name George Jackson during Black History Month. Unless we bring it, the revolutionary. They sure give you a Christmas attic, though. First nigga to die for the whites in the crackers military. But they don't want to talk about that glorious day. They don't want to talk about that glorious day. Huh? Courthouse full of dead dogs and dead bitches everywhere. And you know they're going to dumb down the numbers. Of course they are. Damn it. Jonathan Jackson said enough is enough. You've got my brother locked in like a damn animal. Constantly attempting to assassinate. Jonathan Jackson said, I'm tired. I'm going to release my brother. He listened to the wisdom. He studied the ideas of his brother, his big brother. He paid attention to what was going on in his circumference. He learned from the Black Panther Party. He paid attention to the ideals of Huey P. Newton. And he made a revolutionary stand. George Jackson. Was like in a world of his own. And I'm sure with a lot of us, we may feel that way as freedom fighters. Because we give and give and give and give until we're just fucking empty. Bone dry to the marrow, and we still get. But George Jackson was in a world of his own. Because when we look into the mind of George, highly intellectual, he was a thinker. Not just an intellectual. He was a thinker. He was a mover. He was a shaker. He was a molder, a former, a fashion. This man was a god. This man was a revolutionary god. So when the blood drips from my eyes, it's the same blood that's dripping from the oak trees in Mississippi. It's the same blood, comrade, that bores the strange fruit. It is the same blood of our young black mothers who were lynched from fucking bridges trying to save their son when the fathers were too pussy to stand up to the white. It's the same blood that Jonathan Jackson gave and his comrades. It's the blood that he gave that drips from my eyes. And people always ask me, real talk, why your eyes stay red all the time? Because if you only knew, if you only knew, I feel the oppression that George went through. I feel the oppression that Jonathan went through. And here I stand in their name, the Black Dragon. So I come before you, sitting in the seat. Of a Huey P. Newton, sitting in the seat of the Honorable Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, sitting in the seat of the Honorable George Jackson. Over the past 25 years, why has the name George Jackson not been a part of the integral part of mainstream consciousness? Because mainstream consciousness is for the word I'm looking for the sissified. Mainstream consciousness is for the integration. You know, we keep our white dogs at home, but we always at all the black rallies and the political prisoner rallies, and we at all the black events with our red, black, and green flags, but we still go home to our dogs. Mainstream country. When we raise the name of George Jackson, when we raise the name of Jonathan Jackson, you niggas get quiet. Oh, we ain't talking about that kind of revolution, brother. Well, what the fuck kind of revolution are you talking about? The homo revolution, nigga? What is wrong with us, man? He has been and still is underexposed and reduced to simplistic terms and ultimately completely misunderstood. Racial and conspiracy theory aside, there are rational reasons for his exclusion. Can you imagine the white third grade teacher having to give a class on George Jackson during Black History Month? Can you imagine a 10th grade white teacher having to give a class on George Jackson and Jonathan Jackson? Do you know what would happen if a black teacher decided to teach about George and Jonathan Jackson? Not even during Black History Month. Cracker, your ass would be in trouble. And this is why the white man does not revere the name of true African warrior chief. He give you a Harriet, yeah. They don't even mention that term. They damn sure don't even mention Dessalines. you damn sure won't hear about Toussaint from no cracker's mouth any goddamn way. But you look for the white man to educate you. You know, I had niggas tell me, oh, I know the history. What history do you know? And who was your teacher? One of my counselors at school. You know, I know the history. We need to, you know, learn other languages so we could be able to, you know, get further in society and get jobs. You know how fucking hypocritical you sound? You just said you know the history. But you still talking about building someone else's fucking society and working for someone else. So this is why they don't talk about George and Jonathan Jackson. Because they want to keep the nigga docile. Huh? This is why they no longer allow Jim Crow inside of the prison system. That's why they give you Harriet Tubman to a limited teacher. To keep you, you know, they give you a little bit. Mind you, the key word, they, white man, give you a little bit. See? Because he knows every so often you're going to try to rebel, so they give you a few crumbs to shut your nigga asses up and back the white supremacy vegan. Because they know you niggas ain't going to do nothing. So now they can raise the name of George and Jonathan Jackson. And don't be surprised. This cracker is so fucking slick. Don't be surprised if you, in just a few years, George and Jonathan Jackson, the white men, don't be surprised. They're already trying to deviate the entire legacy of Malcolm. Now they're saying Malcolm is a homer. Next thing you know, Malcolm's going to be a white man. See, y'all don't know how this cracker works. You don't know the psychological processing of these motherfuckers. You got to study and research your enemy. You got to get into his mind. If they blew off all of our statues and great monuments, blew them up. If they're in goddamn Africa right now tearing up the pyramids, if they have whitened out African culture, if they have Arabized African culture, if they have goddamn Koreanized Arab culture, what makes you think they won't take our leaders and turn them into themselves? Dr. Zulu gonna be a white man. You know why? Because pacified niggas allow it. We still waiting for Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, ain't we? Pacified niggas. So, the settler colony founded primarily on two basic pillars, upheld by the Judeo-Christian tradition, the genocide of indigenous people, and slave labor in support of a capitalist infrastructure. Although The Bible repeatedly exalts mass slaughter and oppression. Judeo-Christianity morality is publicly held to be inconsistent with them. This dissonance, evident within the nation's structure from the beginning, informs the state's first function, to oversimplify and minimize immoral events in order to legitimize history and the state's very existence simultaneously. Ironically, traditional Judeo-Christian traditional Judeo-Christian morality is a perfect vehicle for genocide, slavery, and territorial expansion. See, the white man's English is so fucked up. But anyway, you get the point of what I'm saying. Christianity is a perfect vehicle for genocide, slavery, and territorial expansion. As a logical progression from biblical example, expansion imperialism culminated in the United States with the concept of manifest destiny, which held that it's with colonists' inherent right to expand and conquer. Further, it was a duty for the white man's burden to save the native, to attempt to convert all the heathens that they encountered. Protestant Calvinism provided a set of ethics that fit perfectly with the colonialist conquest. Calvinism held that the unsearchable God possessed good reasons for having distributed the gifts of fortune unevenly. It represented as God's will the Calvinist domination over the sinful world. Clearly, this and other features of Protestantism, such as its rationalization of existence of a lower class, were not only the basis for the formation of the United States, but still prominently exist today. One must go to the ethics and aesthetic Protestantism to find any ethical sanction for economical rationalism and for the entrepreneur. When a nation can't admit to the process through which it builds hegemony, how can anything but delusion be a reality? The monopoly of truth, including historical truth, stated by a cracker named Daniel Singer in a lecture at Evergreen State College in Washington in 1987, he said, it is implied in the monopoly of power. Now, the personalization of history, the process by which we construct heroes and pirates, is a consequence of its dialectical nature. Without fail, an odd paradox is created around someone who, by virtue of her actions, becomes prominent enough to warrant the designation historical figure. In other words, this so-called, it says sensational deeds are glorified and horrible acts are reviled, but there is a leap on the part of the general public sparked by the media. See? So what's happening, we're dealing with what we're looking at, the beginning stages of oppression and how it all came about in the backdoor meetings that you know nothing about. So now when you got niggas who are living what's called the bootstrap ideology, what that is that all the poor people need to do is pull themselves up by the bootstraps. I'm sure crackers might have even said this bullshit to you. To be successful according to how they view success. So according to those who do not deserve to be in their situation are considered unworthy. So George spoke to those who are classified or called the unworthy. He spoke for the poor. He spoke for the oppressed. See? Check this out. A few tidbits, factual or not, incomplete and selected, are used to describe the entirety of a person's existence. They become part of the mainstream consciousness. So we therefore know that Lincoln freed the slaves, Malcolm was a black extremist, and Hitler was solely responsible for World War II and the Holocaust. All half-truths go unexplained, and all fallacies go unchallenged. So as they appear to make perfect sense to the everyday non-critically thinking American, the paradox has been created. The more famous a person becomes,
black people need to unite. We need to get together as soon as possible. We're being smoked and killed by these pigs every single day. Driving while I'm black, walking while I'm black, breathing while I'm black. They gunning down in the street.
Fresh boots for the new recruits. I raise an arm and a salute as I address the troops. They say black riders is extreme, that's how we gotta move. And tell the truth, we've been betrayed, so now we sucker proof. Niggas hatin' cause we do it like no other do. They throwin' shade, we still shining like the month of June. Let these suckers speculate while we keep making moves. We pace across the nation, drop power states. Our number twos bring terror to the state, cause we propagating in the booth. Asthmatic with the flow and spreading like the flu. We military campaign on the track. Most of the niggas in the game seeking fame and they raps. Guess the grain breaks psychological chains with these facts. They can move on these haters, launch a counterattack. Learn the lessons from the past, so we sticking with the jab. Keep these suckers at a distance while we execute the task.
We must pick up the gun and aim it in the right direction. For far too long, we as black people have been tricked, bamboozled, and manipulated by the evil race demons who run this country, who run the United States of America. These demons have caused massacres and mass amount of slavery. Back in the days on the plantation, the most rebellious leader will be drugged in front of the plantation. All the slaves we brought out the hut. We as black people have been bust upside the head, drugged from Africa, and forced in chains to pick cotton for these bust-ass demons. It's time for us to get together and unite.
This rap is revolutionary. African propaganda scattered throughout the entire planet. Communication device like antennas and satellites. Every time I grab the mic and recite what I write, it's like lyrical spirituals of enslaved ancestors round the campfire plotting how to defeat the oppressor. Real youth, we're the root of the revolution. We need wealth redistribution to control our institutions. We're ruthless, rebellious warriors, black riders. The spirit of Tupac is inside us, it's thug life. I represent the resurrection, the insurrection. It's time to criticize the unjust with the weapon.
He will be brutally assassinated for rebellious activity in order to instill fear into our people. For far too long, generation after generation, we have been instilled with this fear. We have been instilled with this cowardice. Now it's time for us to stand up and get together to represent black power every hour. We represent the black rock, which is the new generation Black Panther Party for self-defense. We recognize the old generation, the old Black Panther Party, got brutally assassinated by the evil demons. COINTELPRO and J. Gay Edgar Hoover. He pushed in the crack cocaine, had Hewitt and everybody smoking dope. Now we recognize what's going on. Now we see that you manipulated us and pumped guns into our community and smuggled these things into the black community to confuse us, to trick us, and to banging on each other. Now we aware, we are conscious, we recreated the Black Panther Party. wanted because it was a need to retaliate on the evil demons. On this mic, you're gonna hear today. Comrade, Minister of Public Relations, ERF, to get at y'all, to make y'all understand what needs to be understood. This is Sergeant Scar, our ground force commander. He coming through banging on y'all, letting y'all know the truth. Busting you aside your head and breaking falsehood open.
Black people are afraid of the tremendous power that the races are flexing, and it's a matter of overestimation of the power that race America has, and that it's an underestimation of our own strength. But a time will come when black people will rise up like a mighty storm or a hurricane, sweeping all evil gentry and corrupt officials into their graves. And nothing will be able to hold this force back because it will be so swift.
Ugh. We like the 89 earthquake, 7.0 spin a verse to make the earth shake. Natural disaster, volcanic eruption, magma reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, imbalance with shifted acts. My tectonic plates that clash and cause a massive chain reaction. Shake the earth's surface, Armageddon, like the Quranic verses. Prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split to concrete. Ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition can body with something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat. Banging on these Nazis, me and Evie rock beats. Us the conscious rappers, it's like Stalin versus Trotsky. Our monsoon with 100-foot waves. We kicking asses, taking names, making the fascist state evacuate.
Wicked massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic flashing on spasm. I'm getting active from thornstores to moratoriums. I'm going hard, slow going like I'm on the phone, y'all. Oh Lord, we wash everything away like tidal waves. Black riders, revolutionary, suicidal man. We march as far as the whirlwind. We will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoon. A monsoon with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flaming hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop,
oh,
can't stop.
The weather is weapons of war.
All right, we're black. Pardon for that technical difficulty. I got booted out. Blog Talk fuckery. But it doesn't stop the show. You're listening live to the Survive or Die class. I'm your host, Minister King Samir Shabazz, National Deputy Field Marshal, New Black Panther Party under the leadership of Prince Muhammad, and the National Minister of Defense, the Black Riders Liberation Party, under the leadership of General Taco Wolverine Shakur, four-star general of the Azanian People's Liberation Army, and many others. If you're listening the tribute to the Warriors, George and Jonathan Jackson. We're paying tribute right here on Warrior Wednesday. So if you're listening in, you want to call in, have any questions or comments, call in number, family, is 929-477-1755. 929-477-1755. And we're building from the mind of Jonathan Jackson Jr. And he says, my father's case, unfortunately, was an appropriate indicator because George was equally aware that the revolutionary change happened only when an entire society is ready. No amount of action, preaching, or teaching will spark revolution if social conditions do not warrant it. See? So he said he attempted a revolutionary act during a revolutionary time, and elimination was the only possible consequence. Elimination. Somebody got to pay for the bullshit. So Jonathan decided. He decided, made a concrete decision. This is my life. So the challenge for a radical in today's world is to balance reformist tendencies, political liberalism, and revolutionary action ideology, radicalism. While reformism entails a legitimation of the status quo, and radicalism post a change of the system status quo. So because revolutionaries are particularly vulnerable, a certain degree of reformism is necessary to create space, space needed to begin with laborious tasks of making revolutionaries. I'm going to disagree with that. Because I stand with Baba Baruch, point blank period. But let's continue on. He says, George's statement, combat liberalism, and the general reaction to it typified the gulf between the two philosophies. George was a universally misunderstood by the left and the right alike, as this was the case with most modern political prisoners. Nearly all of his support came from reformists with liberal leanings. It seems that they acted in spite of, rather than because of, the core of his message. So the left's attitude toward COINTELPRO is a useful illustration. COINTELPRO, the covert government program used to dismantle the Black Panther Party, American Indian Movement, and many other black organizations, typically cited by many leftists as a damning example of the government's conspiratorial nature. Declassified documents and ex-agent testimony has shown COINTELPRO to be one of the most unlawful, insidious cells of government in the nation's history. COINTELPRO, however, was really a symptomatic, expandable entity, a small police force within a larger police force. Within the branch of government, within the government itself, within the economic system, the reformist radicals clothing unknowingly argued against symptoms rather than the roots of the entrenched system. Doing away with COINTELPRO or even doing away with the FBI would not alter the structure that produces the surveillance and elimination apparatus. In George's day, others who considered themselves left of center or even revolutionary considered themselves with inner city reform issues, mostly black ghettos. The problem of and debate about our inner city still exists. However, recognition of a problem and analysis of that problem are two different challenges. The demand to better only predominantly black inner city conditions is unrealistic at best, because you're still going to have the sick disease mentality